This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Now, they both belong to the ages.
Who do we have tomorrow?
I don't know.
Well,
I'm not going to be here. I don't know.
Are you putting me on?
No, I'm off. I'm going to be out of town tomorrow, so.
What do you mean you're going to be out of town tomorrow?
I'm going to be.
Tomorrow's Friday.
I know that, but I can take a day off once in a while. You certainly invented it.
Early this morning, television legend Ed McMahon passed away. You may know him, of course, as the king of sidekicks from The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson there on one of the shows before they left. They parted company as Tonight Show host and co-host back in the early 90s. Joining us is Bill Carter, media correspondent for The New York Times. Bill, thanks for joining us. We certainly lost a giant this morning, wouldn't you say?
I'd say so. I mean, you know, I guess he's the definition of whatever that thing is that's called a sidekick.
Exactly. It's something invented by television, but also invented by the persona of Ed McMahon. He began as a bingo caller in Maine. They first worked together on a daytime game show called Who Do You Trust? Their chemistry was truly amazing to behold.
Well, you know, it was because McMahon actually could be funny, as you could hear in that clip. He was pretty good at sort of puncturing Johnny in a way that wouldn't annoy Johnny. But he had good timing. You know, a straight man is very important in a comedy routine, very important. And McMahon was, in essence, Johnny's straight man.
And that timing was, you know, certainly what both of them were good at. But Ed McMahon also had a life outside of The Tonight Show that extended into other shows and other sort of personas. And I would have to say that just looking over the details this morning, his last years were certainly not happy ones for Ed McMahon. Describe that trajectory from The Tonight Show to his death this morning.
Well, you know, McMahon always was a really ambitious guy. Even when he was on The Tonight Show, he had all kinds of other businesses going all the time. You know, investment businesses, real estate, all this kind of thing. Johnny used to sort of make fun of him for it. So when he stopped being on The Tonight Show, he just pursued all these other avenues, including being host of Star Search and, you know, TV bloopers, and showed up all kinds of commercials. You know, obviously the giveaway commercial he was always on. But, you know, that piled up money for him, and it was rather shocking to find out that, you know, in the last 2 years, you know, they were foreclosing on his mortgage and he was having all these financial difficulties. And his only comment about it was, you know, you can spend as much money as you make, and he must have spent a ton of money. I mean, he was divorced twice, and I guess that was very expensive for him, but he still, you know, he had income coming in. Even he was on a Super Bowl ad this year.
Wow.
So he was continually making money. That was for selling your goals, whatever goals
right.
you have. I mean, Ed would do almost, remember, he was also a guy who actually did commercials on The Tonight Show. Interestingly, an idea that's coming back, allegedly, when Jay Leno moves to primetime.
And, you know, before we go, Bill, you know, the fact that he was the host of Star Search in the American Idol era, it's really kind of ironic. I mean, what must have McMahon thought of that?
Interesting to think that, because you remember when Idol hit, they tried to bring Star Search back on CBS.
Right.
It was the sort of the precursor of that kind of show that he, you know, kind of was the front man for. And it was considered sort of a cheesy show in its time, not American, you know, this phenomenon that took over America. I'm sure he found that sort of ironic and probably disappointing because he couldn't have cashed in on that.
Well, Bill Carter, New York Times media correspondent, remembering Ed McMahon.
I hope that they remember that I had a very good military career. They asked me what I wanted on my tombstone, and I said I didn't want a tombstone, but if I had one, I'd want he was a good broadcaster and a great Marine.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.